We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get a number of emails and I'll go through them and see if there's any worth reading on the air. This is one that I got that I figured, you know, hey, it's spring and this fits right in. This is one of those Dear Dale things. Hey, spring has begun. So today my husband and I told our five kids, woo! Speaking of how many kids are too many, five kids that we're going to be doing our annual spring cleaning this weekend. They announced this at the dinner table a couple nights ago. Say my 11-year-old twin boys started a mutiny at the dinner table when they demanded that they get paid for cleaning. We want to get paid for cleaning. The other kids jumped in and they agreed. My husband does not believe the kids should get paid because we support these guys. I disagree. Say paying them will motivate them and make them do a better job. He says we're spoiling them by paying them. Who's right?
Don't pay them.
Don't pay them.
You are under my roof eating my food.
Sleeping on my bed.
On my bed.
Everything in this house is mine and I let you borrow it.
That's right.
Again, the best advice on raising kids and how to do it comes from people who don't have kids.
Hey, if you need advice, call us. I'll give you advice.
I did chores. My mom would pay me. I used to like getting my nails done, so I would clean the house and she would take me to get my nails done.
Aww.
How old were you when you started doing that?
Seventh or eighth grade.
Yeah, so okay, that sounds about right.
13.
So you're all for paying them. I say it's just up to the individual situation, you know? There's two schools of thought on it, and they've pointed them out clearly here. You either say, no, you live here, and part of living here is cleaning up after yourself, you know?
I would take stuff away from them.
Dale, you're the only one who has kids, so what is your... This isn't Ask Dale. This isn't a middle-of-the-road thing. What did you do? What would you do?
I did not pay for stuff like cleaning up your room and cleaning up after yourself. I expect you to do that because you live here. And, you know, you're not just going to be a slob and tell me, well, I'm not going to clean it up unless you pay me. You know, you live here, you clean up your stuff, clean your room up, get things cleaned up. And I would pay for sometimes, you know, like some outdoor chore like mowing or cleaning up the debris around the
barn
place.
Raising.
We had a lot of stuff to do.
Like the above and beyond stuff. If you have to take down, like my mom, for instance, well, she takes down all the blinds, washes them, does all the windows.
Oh, that's
not something. Yeah, that's not something you do often. I think she does it like twice a year. She does it the fall and spring.
A deep, deep, deep clean.
Yeah. So would you pay for that? That you would pay for. But the everyday stuff, putting your dishes away and all this kind of stuff, you're not going, you're not
Plus, it's just hard. It's hard to get kids to, you got to get them early and start them doing it early. Mm. If you wait too long to get them to do it, that's my experience. If you wait too long to get them to, they just won't do it. You have to holler and yell and scream at them all the time to get them to do it. Ride them like Seattle Slew to get them to do anything. And it's so difficult. What do? Do you pay for the chores? Do you pay for the kids helping you with the spring cleaning? Got an email, somebody saying, hey, what do you think? I expected my kids to help out some of the regular stuff, the everyday stuff, and then the above and beyond we would pay. But I just expected my kids, you know, you live here, we work for the money, you're part of the team here.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't get to just sit down while we all do work.
Right. So what do you think? 680-WOLF is our number. Hey, it's the Wolf.
They get paid every time they sit down at that table, take a hot shower, and put them sneakers on.
Bingo.
Yeah, I was kind of like that. I was like, you know what? I just expect you, because you live here, it's sort of part of life. Keep your room clean. Do those things.
Now, if I have to clean up your room, I'm not going to have it to clean up the next time.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
I pick it up because it's in the trash.
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye. Hey, it's the Wolf.
I agree with Dale. My kids have daily chores that they have to do. And then we have one or two weekly chores. And then anything above and beyond that, we'll offer them something as an incentive. Like they'll be able to get V-Bucks for Fortnite or go and get their nails done.
Ooh, that's intriguing.
Well, how old are your kids?
8 and 13.
Are they pretty on board with the system or do they ever kind of complain?
No, they're on board with it because, I mean, we told them if they want to be able to go and do things and, you know, if they ask for something for school or to go out with their friends or to go out to dinner, then they're going to be expected to help out around the house.
Yeah.
And if they want something above and beyond, then they have to work for it. Me and Daddy have to work for the money we have as a family, so they have to work for the money they have as theirs.
Good system. What's your name?
Amanda.
Amanda, thank you for checking in.
There you go.
So, I have to agree with that. That's really smart. I didn't think of it, except for Melissa, who called me out and said I was negative.
You're so negative.
Yeah. So I have to agree. Like the everyday chores, you got to do. Come on, you got to do. But all the other stuff, if you're doing a barn raising.
How was it handled with you at your house? What did you have to do?
Well, living on a farm is a little bit different, I think. They would give me, like, you know, if they, I did something big, they'd be like, you know, here's that game you wanted. Or, you know,
yeah, that's like that. What's the thing with my kids. My kids learned, I don't know, I will be anxious to see what they do when they get older. They developed a hate for all the outdoor work that we had to do because we lived on that farm.
Raking leaves and oh my gosh.
It was a lot of work. Just the mowing in the summer and the weed eating and all that, man. They just, that was not their thing. They did not like it.
My mom likes gardening. And so we have gardens all over. I mean, the front yard, the side, the back, and it's a pretty decent sized yard. And she gets this like truck full of, you know, dumped off at the back of the driveway. And then she goes through and wheelbarrows it out and stuff. Yeah. But whenever we got punished, she'd be like, hey, who wants to go move mulch?
Show of hands.
Yeah. Anybody?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.